The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:05 PM with Gareth Topham, John Budden and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. Good racing to look forward to as well. We've got jumping from Exeter, all weather action at Southwell and a very good card over in Leopardstown for Irish Hennessy Gold Cup Day. Four grade ones on their card, so a good Sunday to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yeah, good, Mark. Thank you. And good news that the weather sort of semi-relented and looks as though the weekend's action is going to go ahead, didn't it?
Yeah, thank God for that, because there were a few dry days, weren't there, last week? So,
dear me, yes. Yeah.
Or ironically, very wet days. And
All sorts.
Yeah, but it's a good weekend of racing and it continues on Sunday, Mick. Good card at Exeter that we're going to look at.
Very much so, yes.
Good card over in Leopardstown.
And, of course, four grade ones in Leopardstown.
Yeah.
That will have a bearing, won't they?
Yes, most of the news in the paper and so on at the moment is surrounding Saturday's racing, so we can't really talk about too much of it as this is recorded before. But we can take a quick look ahead to Leopardstown on Sunday. Mick, the Hennessy Gold Cup there is a good race. Boston Bobbin on his own 3-1 joint favourites at the moment. Carlingford Lock 4s, Foxrock 5s, 11-2 for Lord Windermere, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others.
Yes, Ruby's chosen to ride on his own over Boston Bob. I suppose he's getting to his time of year on his own, isn't he? At a light campaign, just gearing him up for another crack at the Gold Cup. And it's going to be a good race. I wouldn't be surprised if Fox Rock took the step forward into Grade 1 company in his stride. I think he's a very straightforward horse, and he's got a likeable attitude. Lord Windermere stepped forward, stepped back, didn't he, on his second run after his seasonal reappearance. But again, they've got one objective in mind, and that's Gold Cup Day next month, isn't it? So it's a fascinating renewal of the Hennessy. Sad to say we haven't got a UK representation, which we often do have, don't we? But not this year.
No, but very good field anyway over there. Yeah, and interestingly, the winner of this race doesn't necessarily have a pretty good, particularly good record then going to the Gold Cup, if you look at the past winners.
Yes.
But the likes of Lord Windermere have run okay in the race and then progressed towards the festival.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, you wouldn't necessarily mark it as a Gold Cup trial as such, but it takes a bit of winning, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. So that's one of the big races there. There's plenty, like you said, four grade ones on the card. And
I think the 2.5 mile novice chase, the Flowgas novice chase at 2:45 could have a bearing on the RSA, couldn't it? How are the betting in the RSA as it stands prior to the Flowgas?
If you bear with me while it loads up, Mick.
Obviously, horses like Valser, Lido, he's going to be turning up at Cheltenham, I'm sure, for a gig in town. Willie Mullins and Brian Cooper.
Yeah,
he's putting his reputation again on the line. Patchy Stronghold, who ran well at the festival last year, he's proven to be as good, if not better, chaser, isn't he? And I think he'll stamp his mark on the race in the Flowgas on Sunday. And I know Liz Doyle thinks the world of Levant Danton, who David Russell's going to ride for in that Grade 1. Cracking renewal of that role. The world, of course, is in it. Can the Tullow Tank come back to his very best form? Shannon's turn, Henry de Bromhead thinks a lot about that. It's a really good renewal. AP riding, Jerry Dunner, probably the dark horse of the race for Willie Mullins. So, cracking renewal.
It is, yeah. I've got betting for both here. The RSA betting headed by Don Polly and King's Palace, who are both 5-1. 8s for Kearney Gree, that might change after Saturday. The Young Master 10s with Valsalido and Votor. 12-1 for Petty Zig. Apache Stronghold 14s with Southfield Theatre, and 16s or bigger for the others.
I would have a bit of that 14s, if you haven't already, for the RSA, for the RSA before Sunday.
Mm. And with regards to the race on Sunday, Valsalido is the 5-4 favourite. Apache Stronghold 5-1. Adriana Demott and Levon Danton are both sevens. 9-1 for Jari Donner and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. The Tullo Tank in there at 14s.
I'm kind
of starting to follow him off a cliff a little bit now. But if he put his best foot forward, that's
absolutely one of the best staying hurdlers around, wasn't he? And looked like being one of the best staying novice chasers around on that chasing debut win. The rails have just collapsed from under him of late, haven't they?
But put the cheap pieces on though for the first time.
They're not messing about. They're going straight back into Grade One company. They could have found a nice confidence boost in ordinary novice just to get his comp, but no, straight back into Grade One. I think they think they've got him back.
I hope they have. But yeah, we'll find out on Sunday. And we'll also be hearing from AP McCoy, by the way, on Sunday morning. He's going to go through the full card for us there. He's got plenty of interesting rides
on
Sunday.
He certainly has, yeah. He rides in all the major races, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got one that that Ruby Walsh wishes he could have off him as well.
I think the only Grade One he doesn't ride in is the Juvenile. I think he's got a ride in that, which again is going to have a bearing, isn't it? So we've got Cal Keir in there, and Gordon Elliott thinks the world of versing Gatorix. That could well have a bearing.
Interesting to see how Alvisio V goes in the 215, the Deloitte novice hurdle, because he's been backed this week for the festival. So interesting to see if he backs that up on Sunday. But anyway, we'll hear from him on Sunday. We'll also hear from Andy Holding as well. So we'll have all of that covered. And Vic's going to sort out Exeter for us. He's picked
up. I'm going to try anyway, Mark.
yeah, good card there though. And
very good.
We'll get Mick's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, starting in the 125, we start here with a novice's hurdle of 2 miles and 3 furlongs. It's a Class 4 event for 4-year-olds and older, and a field of 18 of them to sort out here, Mick. So which ones do you like?
Yeah, I think we'll probably have to assume that Edley Lamar won't run. He finished second the other day, and I don't think they'll turn him. He was second at Bangor on Friday. I don't think they'll turn him out again. So we'll assume he's not going to go. I'll go through them in race card order. There's quite a few horses here, Mark, who probably aren't going to win this tomorrow, but they are going to be winning in the not-too-distant future. So it's a race to look back on and just keep an eye on one or two of these. The first one who fits that category is Javert. Needs this for a mark, but definite signs of ability at 12-1 and 10-1 on both starts. Similar price again, I think, on Sunday, but definitely keep an eye on this one when he does go handicapping. Mountain of Mourn's going to get the vote. This is an interesting horse. Excellent bumper form under this rider when he was an amateur, young Connor. Was thought good enough to run in the champion bumper. He ran into one on his hurdling debut, a horse called Risk of Fine, who runs in the first at Newbury on Saturday. And I think the step up in trip is going to suit. And been trained by sort of unfashionable connections, if you like, without being sort of patronising to them.
Yeah,
he's going to be a bigger price than he probably ought to be. I mean, he was placed in a listed bumper at Newbury from the time before that, wasn't he? Before he went to Cheltenham, if I'm not mistaken.
Third of eight.
That's right. I mean, then thought good enough to go and run in the Cheltenham bumper, and bettered that for me, or equaled it anyway on that hurdling debut. Be interested to see how Risk of Fine gets on in Newbury, so it could give you a bearing. But I think each way, he's going to be an each way price, Mountains of Mourn. So definitely want to keep on the right side of. Robinson represents Oliver Sherwood, Leighton Aspel takes the ride, finished fourth to Faschino Rustico, of course, runs in the Betfair hurdle on Saturday. Bit more needed, I think, but is open to improvement. Showboater, trained by Ben Pauling, not had this horse long. He's been beaten a fair old way on his hurdling debut at Newbury, but there were definite signs of ability, and he could be one of those that I mentioned to keep an eye on in the coming weeks. Sir Ivan, Harry Fry trains, Noel Philly takes the ride. He showed ability in bumpers. A fair old hurdling debut in Ludlow in December. Improvement needed to win this, but again, is going forward. I suppose the market will revolve around The Eagle Has Landed from the Nichols and stable, and Sam Twiston Davis taking the ride. A hurdling debutant, but that shouldn't be a problem because he was a point-to-point winner, and he won his bumper here. And the problem with him is he's going to get wildly overbet, isn't he?
Yeah.
And that's why I thought Mountain and Moore might be a better prospect each way. And I can't leave the race without mentioning Hugolin de Beaumont, trained by Bob Buckler. Liam Hurd taking the ride. Decent effort at Chepstow. On his second bumper start, improved from the debut. And stepping up in trip for his hurdling debut, which is interesting. I think he's another one of those who could well hit the frame at a fancy price. But I'm going to give the each-way vote to Mountain of Mourne, assuming that Eagle Has Landed is going to just take a huge chunk out of the betting market.
OK, each-way selection then in the 125. The 225 is where we go next. This is Potemps Network Handicap Hurdle Qualifier, a Class 2 event over the extended 2 miles and 7 furlongs, almost 3 miles. It's for 5-year-olds and older. We've got 13 of them in the lineup here, making some nice horses in there.
Yeah, it wouldn't be absurd to say it would be good enough to be the final, this, would it? You look at the top end of the handicap, Abuson, who is £12 higher than his Haydock handicap win. He was found out a little bit in the Grade 1 last time, but Lizzie Kelly couldn't claim a 7 that day.
No.
And he wasn't, he finished third, but he never looked like winning it. Now she's got a claim back here, which is going to help. So he definitely comes into it, although I think he's going to struggle to confirm the form with Big Easy on that Haydock running on these revised terms. Mm-hmm. Big Easy is himself has gone up £8 for that run of second outers, so he's not really doing himself any favours, but they're all creditable efforts, and he'll give it his best shot again, and I think he just shades it for me at the weights with Abuson. But there are some dangerous lurkers further down here. You've got Knight of Noir, trained by David Pipe. Tom Scudamore taking the right. Excellent runs at Cheltenham the last twice. Just nudged up a couple of pounds for the last day, but still very much respected off a mark of 142. The lightly raced Southfield Royale, trained by the inform Niall Mulholland. The inform Nick Schofield taking the ride. Did go up £6 for finishing second in that Taunton contest last time. Just looks a little bit on the harsh side, but very lightly raced in the context of his opponents and open to further improvement. And there could well be more to come as he steps up further again in trip. The Two-Rod Man, model of consistency, former point-to-point winner, won his novice in December, and he's holding his own in handicaps now, up £9 for that Warwick hurdling handicap debut, but a consistent improver you can't leave out. Marito de Burley, representing Paul Nicholls, Sam Twiss and Davis taking the ride. £10 higher than the last handicap win, but not beaten far the last twice, suggesting that this mark is not beyond him. Another one who's got a chance in an open race. But I'm going to take a flyer here on one. It is a bit of a flyer because he hasn't been seen for 310 days, but he has run well fresh. And it's Alavan, who's well worth a try at this trip. And he's only a pound higher than when he finished a very good sixth in the Betfair Hurdle on this day last year. And I didn't think he was given a particularly enterprising ride. He was given a lot to do, a bit of an unambitious ride. I think he should have finished a lot closer. He should have been in the frame. And the stable are back amongst the winners. So he's assuming he's going to go off at a decent each-way price in a cracking Potemps qualifier, I'll give the vote to Alavan.
OK. It is a good qualifier, and it's the one that threw up the winner last year. Fingal Bay won this last time.
Absolutely, yeah.
So a race to keep an eye on that.
Definitely.
The 255 is the final race we're going to look at. This is a veterans handicap chase, a Class 2 event over 3 miles.
Yeah, 10-year-olds and upwards. The weights are headed by Rebel Rebellion, who was given a smashing ride by Jack Sherwood to win at Ascot in January. Stepping up in trip, he is £7 higher, and Jack now only claims 5, not 7.
Yeah.
So he's just going to have to step forward again, isn't he?
Mm.
And give weight to these, because although some of them are coming into it not in particularly good form, they have got themselves particularly well handicapped.
Mm.
And the first one of those is Burton Port, who is yet to win a handicap, but he's got some decent handicap players form. He was an excellent second off 1-4-1 to Hadrian's approach in the Bet365, but was used to know as the Whitbread at Sandown last back end, well, last spring, as it were. And he was also placed second in the Hennessy off 1-5-7. So he's a good horse. He's off 1-4-4 here. Slight concern, and it is a big concern, a win here may compromise his Grand National mark. And I know his owner, Trevor Hemmings, is desperate to win another National. So I just factor that into your calculations here.
Yeah.
Chance de Roy, one of those horses I was mentioning, he's still £6 higher than his last win, but he's got plenty of solid efforts from higher marks in his younger days, and he wasn't far off his best when he ran well in the Beachy Chase when we back in December. So it wouldn't. These races are perfect for horses like him. Chance de Roy, he's got to be a player. Wayward Prince, he also fits that bill. His form's a little bit patchy, but the handicap has certainly given him a chance. If he can perform to anything like his best, he was second in the Charlie Hall at Weatherby in 2013, and he's running Gold Cups and whatever. So again, he's stepping into a grid he can probably cope with now, a mark of 1-3-2. So if there's market confidence behind him, I'd put him on the shortlist as well. But I think I'm going to give the vote to Casper Dali, who, compared to his rivals, is relatively unexposed over fences. And what sways me towards him is that he's got course and distance winning form off a similar mark back in November 2013. And the stable continue to perform with their runners. So just it's a tricky enough contest, but I'll take a chance on Casper Dali back at a track we know he can win off, and off a mark we know he can win off.
Yeah, and he'll come on for that run in the London National, which is quite a daunting race to come back in, I suppose. And he was going all right until he made a mistake,
He was travelling very well at the time, wasn't he? And just sort of not seemed to knock the stuffing off out of him, combination of the absence, etc. So it'll be a lot fitter on Sunday. In an open race, I'll take a chance on Casper Dali.
Mm. Okay, good stuff. Let's have a quick summary then, Mick, if you'll spin us through your selections for Sunday one more time.
Yeah, and the Exeter 125, with the market likely to be dominated by The Eagle Has Landed, will go each way with Mountain of Mourn. In the 225, a really classy renewal of the Potemps handicap hurdle qualifier that threw up the winner of the race at the festival last year, I'm going to take a chance at Alavan stepping up in trip here. Well handicapped on his very, very best. And he was at far off his best this day around this time last year. And in the final race that we're going to look at, the 255, the Veterans Chase, a really good renewal. Great to see some of these old faces here. And I've just landed on Casper Dali, who's probably the least exposed over fences compared to his rivals, but has got good course and distance winning form off a similar mark to this.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Mick. Good luck and enjoy on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll do it, Mark. Looking forward to Sunday. It should be good.
Yeah, it should be a good day, and you'll hear it on Racing Radio from 1:05 PM with Gareth Topham, John Budden and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. We have this card at Exeter. There's all weather racing at Southwell domestically as well, and a very good card over in Ireland from Leopardstown, Irish Hennessy Gold Cup Day over there. So a good day to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.